being the case, then I'm going to call to order the conference call of the Washington State Fish and Wildlife Commission for January 5th, 2018. It is 8:31 a.m. Good morning, all.
Good morning. Chairman Jim Unsworth has joined.
Good morning, Director. Mr. Storr, did you want to make any announcements of people in the room before we start on our agenda items?
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Vice Chair. Just so everybody knows who's here from headquarters, we have Annette Hoffman, Kurt Hughes, Michelle Dunlop, Kelly Cunningham, Nate Pamplin, Bill Freimeyer, Jeff Davis, Randy Thurston, and myself.
Okay, thank you for that, Joe. All right, thank you very much. That being the case, we'll move into agenda item A. This is a petition to motorized suction dredging. It is a decision. Staff, take it away.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair, Vice Chair. This is Jeff Davis, and maybe just some opening remarks here to set a little context. Obviously, with our HR authority, our mandate is to effectively protect fish. Also, this is a contentious issue for those of you that have been on the commission for a while, in that, you know, how do we thread the needle between effectively protecting fish while we support a viable or public-supported recreational activity in small-scale mineral prospecting. And so it's tricky, and maybe given that, it's tricky because probably also all of the public comments we've gotten in support or in opposition of the Trout Unlimited petition. I do want to say, you know, we value our relationship and partnership both with the small-scale mineral prospectors and as well as our with Trout Unlimited. So, because you have a full agenda, and my understanding is all of you have digested our staff memo on the TU petition. So we'll hop down into just highlighting the main components of the TU petition, and then give a brief overview of our justification for the staff recommendation, and then hopefully leave enough time for questions and answers if you have any. Any decision. Does that sound acceptable?
Yes.
Okay. Just to clarify, if I may, I think Commissioner McIsaac joined us as well.
Yes, that's true. I'm on.
Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
And this is Dave Graybill. I'm on, too.
Good morning, Dave. Didn't know. Thank you.
Okay, Jeff,
thank you.
At this time, I'll ask Randy Thurston. She's our Protection Division Manager and oversees the HPA program here at the department. I'll ask Randy to kind of through what the main components of the petition are and then give a real high overview of what the justification pieces are.
Good morning. The petition that we received on November 10th, had three main things that they were asking. The first was to remove suction dredging from the Golden Fish Booklet and instead require individual EAs. The second was to ensure requirements provide protection in compliance with federal law, namely the Endangered Species Act and the Clean Water Act. And the third was that the commission prohibit suction dredging at rivers and designated as critical habitat for ESA listed fish species. Just to put that in context, that would be a lot of the areas that the prospectors currently prospect in now and mine in now. So we are recommending that the commission deny the petition and instead schedule time for staff to provide a briefing and then to also have time for both the mining community and the environmental community to come and present their information as well.
Maybe with a friendly addition, I think there'll be other folks, you know, we're learning maybe the large-scale prospectors in Washington State are paying attention to this, too. So we don't want to have a, you know, decision to make a process or progress that has unintended consequences in this as well. So we want to, you know, we want to make sure that we inform the full commission what the science is, kind of what neighboring states are doing, how that compares to what we're doing, have a full kind of opportunity for the interested parties and the public to provide you what they think about this, and then and see if you want to give some direction to staff to proceed forward if necessary.
Vice Chair, this is Commissioner Thorburn.
Commissioner Thorburn.
I have a couple questions.
Please.
Jeff and Randy, thank you. In neighboring states, particularly Idaho, this is handled through an NPDES. We're a delegated state, and Ecology rejected a petition from one of the nonprofits. Since a neighboring state has already said that this is a clean water issue, what are our chances for engaging Ecology in jointly regulating this activity in the future? I'll ask that question, and then I have another one as well.
So this is Jeff. I think the chances of engaging with Ecology are good. That said, you know, they have funding, their work. You know, I don't fully understand all of the details of their consideration of the petition that they denied. But that said, I don't think that prevents us from talking with Director Allen about how to move forward if there's a possibility of moving forward. I think the piece I didn't mention is I mentioned the contentious part, but this is being played out in multiple scales, right? The mission and the petition is one scale. We're in court with the Fish Conservancy folks as well as the small-scale mineral prospectors, and there's been legislative action for the last three or four sessions at least. So it's a chessboard, quite frankly, and I'm totally willing to go talk with the potential for progress in the future. As you all know, our authority and the decisions that you make only really reflect on the fish protection side of this. We can't, our authority doesn't allow us to deal with the water quality pieces. And so it will take, I think, to get to a better place, probably that partnership and action on both on the water, on the clean water quality side, as well as on the fish protection side. We don't want to do something that trips up, you know, the other.
And then my second question is the argument that was made in the most recent communication from TU was that staff is recommending that we deny to allow time for a very public process, which is that historically has taken really quite a while to get everyone's input, 10 meetings in the past. And the TU argues, rulemaking is the public process. So what, I understand, you know, we have a rule that's open and a decision to be made, and we need to get that done since it's an emergency rule that we need to get enacted based on current science. What is the difference between doing this public, proceeding with the current rule that's open and saying we're accepting the petition but delaying it to complete the rulemaking that's currently open, and then proceeding with the rulemaking. What's the difference in what you're proposing in a motion I?
I'll try my best to respond. So there's a couple key differences, and I may not get this totally right. My understanding is that the commission does not have the authority to modify TU's petition. So there's a key, that's important, because the key piece in that is, my understanding is that banning, so having the petition ban suction dredging or motorized prospecting in ESA-listed waters is a big public policy that may go or may extend beyond what the commission's authority is. So if you, for example, if you were and my interpretation of our conversations with the AG's office as well as RCW 3405328 echoes beyond your authority. So I don't know that you can accept it and delay. But I think the advantage that we're trying to propose in our staff recommendation is, this environment has changed, and we want to make sure that we brief you on what the current state of the science is. There's a lot of legal action and legislative action going on in the states around us. You mentioned Idaho regulating this essentially under Clean Water Act. Oregon state legislature has banned motorized prospecting in salmon spawning habitat. California had their own moratorium. There's other emerging issues like aquatic invasive species and in talking with Oregon, they had experienced during the California moratorium a significant increase in suction dredgers coming from California into Oregon. So this environment has changed from when decisions were made to include motorized mineral prospecting in Golden Fish pamphlets. So that said, again, it's that threading the needle piece. We absolutely have to effectively protect fish. That's our mandate. We want to make sure that in our recommendation that we're telling you from our perspective what the science says. We're telling you from our perspective how what we've been doing compares to what the other states are doing now. There's people involved in this too, right? So from our experience, it's really important for the mineral prospectors' voices to be heard by you, fish conservation folks or fish wrecked anglers, commercial fishermen, as well as the broader public to share their, or tribes as well, to share their voices with you so that you are as informed as we can get you, so that you can direct us, if necessary, to take some actions to thread that needle a little better. Does that make sense?
Yeah, thanks.
Mr. Vice Chairman, Commissioner McIsaac.
Yes, sir, Commissioner McIsaac.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. Just as a follow-up on that question that was asked, I notice in the summary it talks about the 3 points that the Trout Unlimited petition requests. When I look at the petition itself, it checks the box to amend a rule. It does not check the box to repeal a rule. And I'm having difficulty finding in any of the exhibits in the actual petition where it calls for a ban. And I wondered if staff could point me in the right direction so I could see the exact language.
I believe it's in the cover letter that they sent with the petition.
Okay, and is that is in our materials?
I believe so, sir. I don't know for sure.
Okay, I'll take another look here.
Vice Chair, this is Commissioner Caney.
Commissioner Caney.
I like where this is headed in terms of getting more public input and having a chance for the parties to all provide their side of this. My biggest question right now pertains to the recent letter received from Trout Unlimited, and it may be a question for executive session. I don't know, because it's somewhat legal, but they put down some information that I'd like to have you check on, or at least advise us on. They say that the statement is legally incorrect. The statutory definition does, in fact, prohibit including other methods in the pamphlet. The use of only the following methods occur under the Golden Fish pamphlet. So they're saying the definition in statute plainly prohibits WDFW from including other mining methods, which we have done. I'm curious as to our legal footing on that statement.
Yeah, I don't believe we have counsel in the room, do we, Joe? Or we have Bill Freimer, I'm sorry.
And like I say, if that's for an executive session, that's fine.
So this is Jeff. I mentioned that we're operating, all of us in this system around this issue are operating at multiple levels. So that is one of the claims that Cascadia Wildlands has in their litigation in Thurston Superior Court right now. So on the legal side of this, we're already in court. The court will give us some sense of direction, likely by summer, on that particular issue. Now, my other non-legal response is the language, TU has a point in that the language, the definition for small-scale mineral prospecting does not include motorized. The language, one argument would be the language doesn't necessarily say that it's golden fish. And, you know, I need to do a little bit more research. I've been digesting that TU response. I need to do a little bit more research around that. There was a policy call made by my predecessor's predecessor to include motorized. I need to do a little bit more fact-checking around the records of that and how did we come to that place. But I do recall, because maybe I've been here a really super long time, that there was a legislative push to streamline regulatory processes in the state. Because there's around that same exact time, there was a big push to write general HPAs for DOT and counties, and there was conversations at that time about integrating HPAs into forest practices. So there was a big legislative push to streamline regulatory processes and reduce permit workloads. So that might feed into that decision to include motorized. You know, that said, it's always wise to take a look at where we are today and do those decisions in the past make sense, given what the current laws are and our mandates.
So I guess what I'm hearing is we won't know until current court cases are ruled on whether what TU is saying is accurate or whether what we've said is accurate.
Yes.
Thank you.
This is Commissioner Keough.
Commissioner Keough.
Yeah, Jeff, you and I spoke yesterday and it was very helpful to educate me on this issue. It's very complicated, as you point out. You know, on the issue of whether to include the activity in the Golden Fish pamphlet, you know, whether that's appropriate, it seems to me that this would be a you know, per your recommendation of having the commission do a full analysis of this, it might be one consideration that the commission makes, a policy call, or, you know, policy or not, to remove this activity from the Golden pamphlet. So, so that's something that certainly the commission can do and consider outside of the legal framework. And I don't know about the timing, whether we would be ahead of the court or not, but it seems to me it is a proper issue for the commission to revisit maybe do it in a more informed way. Not to say that courts aren't the informed way to do it, but this is, to me, a better process. So through it as you are recommending. So that's my two cents. Thank you.
Are there any other questions or comments? Hearing none, does anyone have a motion?
I also move, Mr. Vice Chair.
Yes. Who is that?
Brad.
Oh, okay, Brad, I'm sorry. Okay, we have a motion from our chair. Do we have a second?
I need to clarify the motion.
Yeah.
Yeah. You state the motion.
Right, to support the recommendation of staff.
Mr. Vice Chair, this is Nate. I just think it's really important here, just because it is a petition, and just making sure we clearly understand what is the commission's motion.
Would you like the language of that's in our pamphlet read aloud?
I have it in front of me. This is Commissioner Thorburn. I will read the motion.
Thank you, Kim.
I move to deny the Trout Unlimited petition at this time. I request that staff schedule sufficient time at a future commission meeting to provide an in-depth briefing on science related to mineral prospecting, potential risks to fish life, avoidance, minimization, and compensation options, and policy considerations. We also request that representatives from Trout Unlimited and the mineral prospecting community given an opportunity to present at that meeting. The commission will decide what action to take after the briefing.
Thank you. Chair Smith made a motion. Did we have a second?
I'll go ahead and second it.
Commissioner Thorburn seconds the motion. Do we have any further discussion?
Commissioner Carpenter, this is Barbara Baker.
Yes, Commissioner Baker.
My question on the motion is only the ambiguity with the, quote, future time or future meeting. I'm not asking to amend the motion, but I would like some assurance that future means pretty soon, because this is an issue that it may be, given everything we do, something that I've gotten the most input on just in my mail. And I'd like to get to this. I appreciate the fact that maybe the newer commissioners haven't been through this before, so we don't know what we're getting into, but it seems to me our job to do it and do it kind of soon. I'd also like to say that I think that was Joe Keeney who talked about removing this activity from Golden Fish, and I understand, again, that isn't a motion, but I think that it's something that I would like to see as an option raised at this hopefully soon briefing.
Mr. Vice Chairman?
Yes.
Commissioner McIsaac here. I have a similar as to Commissioner Baker, maybe it's not necessary to amend the motion, but this is a commission action, and requesting staff to schedule sufficient time, I think it's a commission decision to schedule the time and the commission decision as to when. This will be taken up at our January meeting as to the year at a glance and the February agenda and the March agenda and when to do it. But it's not the staff's decision as to scheduling commission agenda items. It's the commission's job to do that. And with regard to requesting representatives from Trout Unlimited and the mineral prospecting community to be given an opportunity to be present at the meeting, just a nuance there as well, that I think we'd be directing staff to invite those folks to the meeting. I think that's what's intended here. And I think all of it is what's intended, and that's why I'm not necessarily saying that we ought to amend the motion on this technicality. But it is a commission decision, and I'm at this point in time inclined to vote for the motion with the understanding that the commission would be scheduling when this comes before, and it would be at a time when we can get all of the input and the other necessities that were discussed before us at that time.
Commissioner Carpenter, this is Commissioner Caney.
Commissioner Caney, thank you.
I want to clear one thing up, and Jeff, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but as I understood the future meeting, whenever that gets set by whomever, that it was to include not just 3-minute testimony by each of those groups, but allow them a further chance or a longer time period or some type of discussion along with all the public input that's allowed and with what we need, but to give some of those groups that are more party to this a little lengthier time to explain some of their thoughts and positions. Is that right, Jeff?
Yeah, that's correct. And as I mentioned, maybe at the beginning of this conversation, you know, there's more than just Trout Unlimited and the small scale mineral prospectors. You know, you received comments from tribes as well. I would expect some other fishing interest groups, maybe. But we can work with you and Tammy to make sure that we get the right folks in front of you. And we're thinking maybe like panels where. Those folks can talk to you about what they think about the science and what they think about how we're, you know, our process versus neighboring states, so that you get all the diverse perspectives and interpretations around this in order to make a decision on how you want to direct us to move forward.
And that wasn't at the exclusion of other public input. I mean, we still need
right.
that and want that and would allow for that. This is just to allow a more detailed discussion by the most interested parties.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Is there any other discussion or questions prior to moving forward?
Commissioner Thorburn, I would just make the point in terms of timing. I appreciated Commissioner Kehoe's observation that rulemaking might be a little bit tidier way of ensuring good policy as opposed to a court decision. So we might want to take that into consideration, that the court date, we may want to proceed starting this based on the court date.
Staff, have any response to that?
We stand ready to to serve. You know, we've been in the middle of this one for a long time. We've done a ton of work, so you know, getting this on your radar and you telling us when you want us to come forward with the process that we've outlined and discussed here, we're ready and willing and able to make it all happen.
Thank you, Jeff. All right, if there's no further discussion or questions, I'm going to move forward. And all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Same. Motion carries. Thank you.